The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Arms Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition. You got Dr. Postma with us right now. Doc and I and Corey are chatting with Roger White from Theralase. We really like Theralase a lot. We want to make sure that you all understand that this is not investment advice. This is not a solicitation to either buy or sell the stock. I own shares in Theralase that I purchased out of the open market. Doc owns shares in Theralase that he purchased out of the open market. Theralase is our featured company in the newsletter, which we will be distributing on Monday, Tuesday at the very latest. We chose Theralase for a number of reasons, not the least of which is rather emotional. And the reason I have to say that is I have had some friends and relatives die from cancer. Theralase is involved in cancer research. We have done a bit of due diligence through Doc with his medical background and through a retired physician friend of mine up here in the neighborhood. They have both looked at this company and they're saying, you know what, we don't really see any red flags. Roger, let me ask you, since you're the founder of the company, you've been working with your company now for a little over 20 years. Give our listeners, if you would, first a brief overview of your company.
Absolutely. Thanks, Al. The company is really based on medical laser technology. So that's the glue that holds both our divisions together. One division, the therapeutic laser division, is involved with medical lasers that have the ability to provide light energy to tissue, which is able to convert it to chemical energy through light-sensitive proteins, and be able to eliminate pain, eliminate inflammation, and accelerate tissue healing. So one division, the TLT division, is based on healing tissue. Our other division, the photodynamic therapy division, uses what's called photodynamic compounds, or light-sensitive molecules that are able to grab light energy and then create reactive oxygen species, or ROS, to destroy tissue. So the TLT division heals tissue, the PDC division destroys tissue. So our targets in the PDC division would be oncological targets, cancer, bacteria, and viruses.
Doc, from a medical standpoint, now I know you bought shares in this company. Give us some idea of some questions that you have, and maybe Roger could answer those.
I don't know so much questions, but some of what Roger talked about before, he's been in business in this laser arena for years, and that's number one. Number two is he does have a therapy product that can compete with other modalities for therapists, podiatrists, chiropractic people. And so that in itself is a promise as far as the laser technology he has for a competing modality, and he has a new machine coming out which is different from the old generation. And that holds promise because it can look at data from the patient, and it can, based on that data, be a lot more effective, hopefully, than the previous generation. But what holds promise to me is his whole area of cancer that he's involved with, and with the medical community he's involved with that have hooked up with him in that area. That speaks volumes to me that they see promise in this. And say from that standpoint, that's why I'm interested in Theralase. And Roger, I might ask you, you have the new generation laser machine coming out, and what's your time frame on that right now?
Well, we're just wrapping up. That's our new TLC 2000 technology, Doc. And that technology, we're just in final regulatory approvals on that. So we're looking for final approval in and around the end of November, beginning of December. So that'll roll out to our customer base first, second week of December. So we're going to get that launched, as we've stated in our guidance for fourth quarter.
No, Roger, that therapeutic division and the sales of that TLC 2000, in my eyes, provide a very nice base for the stock. It's been a, I would say, a consistent sector of your business for over that 20 years that you've been working and since you founded Theralase. Then the real blue sky is then this cancer division and the movement towards going into human trials. Theralase had a press release that came out on Wednesday stating that Theralase further validates anti-cancer memory response. This wasn't in humans, but this was in mice. Can you explain a little bit about what was in this press release?
Absolutely. When you're looking at cancer and you're dealing with cancer, it's a very deadly disease. The main thing that oncologists focus on is destruction of the primary tumor, be it brain cancer, bladder cancer, prostate cancer, what you have. The secondary thing that's looked at, though, is the disease-free state, or how long does that individual stay without cancer. Cancer has a nasty habit of recurring. When we're looking at our lead cancer, for example, bladder cancer, it has an 80% recurrence rate. So you can destroy the primary tumor, but then, unfortunately, the cancer comes back with a vengeance, and it can start to attack other organs within the body or that same organ. So one of the keys, I think, our oncologists and our preclinical and our clinical team all agree, is that it's important to destroy the primary tumor, but also to be able to provide the body some immunity or some defenses against a recurrence of that cancer. So why that work that we published on Wednesday is so pivotal, in my opinion, is that we took a mouse model and we injected 350,000 colon cancer cells. We allowed the tumor to grow. It got to about 5 millimeters in size, or about a quarter inch in diameter. And what we did is we did an intratumor injection of one of our compounds, waited 4 hours for a certain uptake into the cancer cells, light activated it, and lo and behold, we completely destroyed the primary tumor, which is great. We followed that mouse for 20 months, and what we found is that the mouse had no cancer, no recurrence, and no scarring. So it was destroying just the cancer, not the healthy tissue. But what we really wanted to find out was what was the body's ability, or what was the immune system's ability to prevent recurrence of cancer. So we took that same mouse in the work that was published in November and just recently out on that press release, and we re-injected those 350,000 cancer cells 20 days later. What we found is that with no further intervention on our part, the immune system was now trained, and we believe it's the memory T lymphocytes or memory T cells that are now able to recognize that cancer and almost in a search and destroy methodology, locate it, find it, and destroy it with no further intervention. So what this technology offers is the ability to destroy not only the primary tumor, but to prevent and almost inoculate the body against recurrence of the cancer again. So I think it's very pivotal in that sense.
I would suggest that anybody who wants to learn more about this company goes to their very excellent website. The link to that website can be found on our homepage, which has the Saturday show in addition to the various 30-odd markets that we're in on the radio. If you go to our homepage, kereport.com, we have a link there to the Theralase homepage. Theralase has been, aside from having been around for about 20 years right now, it's important to realize it has been covered by CBC up in Canada, CBS in the United States, Yahoo Finance, Market Watch, The Wall Street Journal, The Financial Post, etc. And if you look at their website, you can see some very interesting coverage of this particular company. Theralase, by the way, is, as I said, we have provided a report on it in our inaugural edition of our newsletter. Do not construe that as being investment advice, and if you'd like a copy of that, simply go to our webpage and request it on our blog. Roger, you're going to do it. You're doing well now, and I assume that that's going to continue. That is a forward-looking statement.
You're listening listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, or other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, we're back with the 27 Musketeers doing a market wrap with Corey and I and Doc. We got Rick Ackerman. We've got Keith Lime is one of your best friends, isn't he, by the way, Rick?
Now we are, yes. we're fast friends. He finally came around.
I went over that whole dialogue when I got home, and I thought it was really very interesting. And I'm glad to see that you guys are good friends. Anyway, Gary, Doc, Rick, Chris Temple. interesting week in the markets. We're going to obviously talk a bit about what happened in the gold market yesterday, but I want to talk first about the conventionals. You know, Dow Jones Industrial Average ended down 1805, 17,634, 74. S&P ended down 0.83, 2,038.50. NASDAQ was up $4.47 at 46,84.61. I am not optimistic. I know a lot of listeners are going to point their fingers at me and say, you're an idiot, but I'm just not optimistic about the future of the conventional markets. Rick, let's start with you.
Well, you know, I'm a by-the-numbers kind of guy, Al, and I'm looking for a particular target to be reached in the E-mini S&Ps. It's at 2,055.25, and we triggered a buy signal to reach that target, but it happened 10 days ago, and since then, it only needed a $30 rally to get there, but we spent 10 days just kind of noodling around, but I'm still looking to get shorted that target. Hope springs eternal that I'll finally catch a significant top. And meantime, it's just been a kind of hobby of mine to short these rally targets. So I see the market is really very stretched here, and I guess I shouldn't pay too much attention to the news. But we've got Europe sinking into a recession. I've never been that impressed with the U.S. recovery, and there are just a bunch of factors there that I think add up to possible trouble.
Doc, on Friday we saw consumer confidence come out at a level that hasn't been seen since July of 2007. Just shows that people out there are actually believing that the economy is getting better, and they seem to be comfortable with the way the markets are moving. They do continue to move slowly up, I would have to say, on a pretty consistent basis. A couple steps forward, maybe a half step back. I don't know what you think out there, but I don't see these markets having a huge increase in volatility coming up very shortly. How about you?
I don't either, at least not for the conventional market. But, you know, gas prices have got to make some of the consumers feeling a lot better, I would think. But the conventional market right now, I went long the VIX in the last week, and I think we're topping out again here. I'm not saying that it's the start of the big move down, but it looks like it's topping out, and I agree with Rick that we're going to have a little bit of move down here. So I am going long volatility, figuring that we're going to have a market drop here pretty soon, conventional market. It may take another week or two, but, yeah, people, I think, are feeling a little bit better specifically because of gas prices right now, Corey.
You know, we were talking off mic, Chris, with you, and you had some interesting comments about how you thought the week was going to close out. Now we're after the close. Why don't you talk a little bit about what you think the market is doing right now?
Well, as far as the stock market is concerned, I mean, we have to believe that in the grand scheme of things, the path of least resistance, if you had to look between now and the end of the year, provided no black swan event comes, is going to be up because portfolio managers are still chasing performance. A lot of people don't want to go counter to a trend that's been working for a while. The time to be aggressively short stocks is probably going to be in January again, like this last January. But I think in the near term, I agree with both Rick and Doc. I think that the market's behavior in the last few days kind of reminds me of a dog that's barking and chasing a car, and either he catches it or the car stops at a traffic light and he catches it that way and now doesn't know what to do with it. The market has been in a very, very, very narrow range for the last few trading days of the week. There really doesn't seem to be any new impetus that isn't already a known quantity to push the market higher. And I think in the back of their minds, people realize, hey, you know, Ukraine's not that great, and the Middle East is not that great, and the Fed might try and jawbone the market down and interest rates up or whatever they're going to do, and so there's a little bit of trepidation there. And so, yeah, I think at least in the near term, we're going to see a little bit of selling, maybe some continued consolidation, more so some sector rotation like we saw at the close of the week, especially where the eaten up resource stocks are concerned.
So, Gary, if we're looking at your cycles right now, I know that we've chatted at length about how the Fed has your back. Where do your cycles fit into these conventional markets?
I'm kind of coming to the same conclusion as everybody else, but there are a lot of moving parts here. I'll try and explain it really quickly. The stock market is due for a half cycle low. That's usually just a little corrective, a short-term corrective move. It usually happens around day 20 to 25. We're in that timing band. The S&P looks like it's forming a volatility coil, so my guess is that it is the dollar is going to take a breather, move down for 4 or 5 days into its cycle low. Stocks will follow it down into their half cycle low. May take 4 or 5 days. So I expect it to, the S&P to break out of that coil, probably with some pretty good energy. That's usually what happens when you get a break out of these coils, is the move will be very convincing. But the statistics are that the initial move out of a coil is usually a false move about 70 to 75% of the time. So I'm going to say we'll probably break down out of that coil pretty hard next week. It'll get everybody bearish again as usual, but then I think it reverses and we go back up again.
I'm just long-term very, very pessimistic about the conventional markets. And, you know, you call me crazy, call me whatever you want, but I just see so much crap, for lack of better terms, on the horizon. And I think it's starting to, I think it's just kind of starting to show right now with the way this particular week closed out for the market. Different story, however, for the hard asset sector. Gold and silver did very, very well at the end of the week. Yesterday was a very, very similar event to what happened a week ago Friday. I'm just wondering if we're not out of the doldrums in terms of precious metals right now. I think that's a possibility. Gary, start us out on this one, if you would. We've only got about 50 seconds, then we've got to take a commercial break, but let's get started here anyway.
Sure. This is going to gold is going to boil down to the dollar also. Now, this looks like it could be an intermediate bottom, but I would be more positive if the dollar cycle had topped earlier. And by that, I mean the dollar, it looks like anyway, that it topped today. And that's day 22 of its cycle, which means it's not going to have very many days to drop down into this cycle low. And that probably means we got another leg up after this. And if that's the case, then gold is probably giving us another counter trend rally that's going to fade, and you know, we may hit that Goldman Sachs target at 1050 if the dollar has one more leg up in this intermediate cycle. And I'm still looking for the euro to hit that 200-month moving average at about 122. So that's my best guess, is that the euro still has more to drop and the dollar still has a little more to rise. So probably not done yet with gold.
Okay, quick break here. We're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 120 26 serving 3 square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get 2 or 3 cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3 square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Continuing our discussion in terms of a market close. We told you where we were at in terms of the conventional markets. Precious metals, Gary's optimism level is rising. Doc, you and I and Corey spend a lot of time on the phone every day discussing these issues. You're pretty optimistic, too.
I'm only optimistic, Dale, because of the volatility I'm seeing in gold, in the swings we've had in the last 2 weeks. I wouldn't be surprised if we back off again next week. And frankly, I don't think we're just going to take off here yet because my momentum and strength indicators haven't turned yet on the weekly. And that's what I really watch closely. So I do agree with Gary that this probably a counter-trend rally. We may get a little bit more first part of next week, but I don't think we just take off. I think we have more work to do with this. But I am encouraged by the volatility and the price swings because that often signals bottoms. And also, some of these stocks are starting to look extremely attractive, and I've been buying the last 3-4 weeks just slowly moving into them because I do think we're starting to see the workings of a bottom here.
You know, guys, there was no doubt that this close to this week for gold was good. We are definitely seeing some bigger swings than we have before, but the fact of the matter is right around the corner is typical tax loss selling time, and that leaves me a bit skeptical to see any serious moves going up. Chris, what are your comments?
Well, for some time now, the whole story about gold, as Gary alluded to, has revolved around a dollar. People, as I've said this a million times, people have not been selling gold in recent months because they got up out of bed and decided to sell gold. You've got directional traders that wanted to go long the U.S. dollar, and they beat half to death anything that was the counter to that, whether it's gold, silver, crude oil, the yen, the euro, whatever. And there are two reasons why gold had this big pop again on Friday, which, refreshingly, this time around, unlike the previous Friday, when it got up to where the resistance had previously broken at 1180, it managed to close above that. So that's a near-term positive. But two things caused that spike yesterday. One was the big reversal in the dollar versus the euro, specifically. And secondly, there's a lot more chatter, which surprised me a little bit, among the traders about this upcoming Swiss referendum. And I think people might be reading too much into that. And I sure wouldn't want to bet the farm on, you know, buying a lot of gold right now before it, in case it doesn't pass or it does pass, and then the Swiss National Bank finds myriad ways around it. But those were the two reasons on Friday. And neither one of those are the kind of long-lasting reasons yet why you want to get aggressively long gold.
You know, in some of the interviews that we did, guys, in terms of daily editorials, specifically Abby Gilbert, I mean, I was seeing, and then also, as Peter talked about in the opening segment of this particular weekend show, I'm seeing some real optimism. I mean, I'm seeing some guys who were bearish just a little while ago coming out now and saying, Katie, bar the door. Rick?
Well, I turned despairing on gold today. At the moment it took off, or let's say one moment before it took off, the irony was I came in this morning with an 1194 target in gold. We came within about a buck of that. So the rally didn't exactly take me by surprise, but at the not technical level, but at the psychological level, things looked awful this morning. And, you know, I want to say, well, what's the deal here? Every Friday, for some mysterious reason, gold soars. We had a $30 rally last Friday, $30 rally this Friday. I couldn't tell you why, but, you'll know I've been bullish, at least on the basis of an important target in the December contract down at 1137.50. So that is held, really. It's held very nicely. It took one dip overnight last Thursday to just beneath it, but basically it was an important target and it's still there as the low. So I guess I should be more of a believer than I am, but I'm still a little skeptical, and I know that in this group I'm really the raging dollar bull. I see the dollar as unstoppable at this point, and I've raised the question of whether this may be the very beginning of a short squeeze on the dollar that is essentially triggered by an unwind of people who have bet against the dollar. And I make the further point that anybody who owes money, even on a mortgage, is implicitly short the dollar. You're hoping we have inflation and that you'll get to pay off your loan in cheaper dollars. So I think so many people are on the wrong side of that bet that it's just starting to exert some pressure on the dollar, and of course a complete unwind is almost unthinkable. So anyway, I see lower crude prices, I see a much higher dollar, and those will of course be sources of pressure on gold.
Gary, last week you brought up the fact that you thought we might be in the bankruptcy stage for gold because of some of the recent, I guess, news that was coming out of some of the miners. Do you still feel that way after these strong Friday moves?
Absolutely. We can't have an end to a bear market until you go through a bankruptcy stage. The question is just whether or not it's going to occur now, you know, in the months ahead, or whether we get a brief reprieve here, and then it occurs, you know, next summer. I'm going to say, just based on the cycle, and assuming, I'm assuming that the dollar did top today, that the dollar's got at least 4 days down into its daily cycle low. So while the dollar does that, gold should do pretty good. Should continue to rally, but we're going to get a bottom in this daily cycle in the dollar pretty quick. You know, I don't really expect it to last more than 4 to 5 days, and then, you know, I'm in that same camp with Rick. I think it goes up again. That's a very strong trend, and it's for it to turn around, I would prefer to see a daily cycle that tops much sooner, like maybe around day 14 or 15, so it has a lot more days to go down. This one has topped, assuming that it did on Friday, topped on day 22, so it just doesn't have a whole lot of time to fall before we hit that timing band for the bottom. So maybe the next daily cycle after this can top on, you know, maybe day 10 or something like that, and then we can start our move down into an intermediate bottom. And that's what we need for gold to give us a strong intermediate rally, is we need the dollar to form an intermediate top. And I'm just not convinced that it has done it right here, just simply because this top has occurred far too late in the daily cycle, for my taste anyway.
Well, I got to tell you, right now is such an interesting time because fundamentals don't really seem to count right now. You know, we've got a couple of technicians here who have been right more often than they've been wrong. I guess I should say maybe three technicians. And Corey, if I put you in that category, we got four of us. But from a fundamental standpoint, you guys, this is just not making any sense. I mean, I hate to beat a dead horse, but when you talk about what's going on all around the world, Ukraine, Middle East, Europe, etc., etc., it bodes so well for just in the very near term, precious metals really, really accelerating upward in price. Any final comments on that, you guys? We've got about a minute left.
I'd like to throw something in real quick. If the stock market's going to fall apart, if we're going to have recession, there's no way that is positive for gold. That is deflationary, and we saw what happened to gold during the last deflation. So I think the worst thing you could do would be to hope for a recession, because that's going to be very bad for gold. For gold to be positive, you need the liquidity that's in the stock market to start to flow into the gold market. For that to happen, you need a top in the stock market, and like I said in a morning interview, the Fed came out and told us in the middle of October that they would do QE4 if need be. So the stock market has a get-out-of-jail-free card. It's going to have corrections for sure, but you know, I think we're entering the bubble phase simply because the Fed has guaranteed the stock market.
I'm not saying I think it's going to happen tomorrow, okay? I'm not saying that, but I think it is going to happen short-term. And the reason I say that is, number one, the amalgamation of ISIS and Al-Qaeda, that's going to the potential negative implications for the Middle East there are huge. The possibility of the euro breaking down, possibility of that happening is huge. Russia escalating in the Ukraine, that's huge. Let's forget about the political mess in the United States and just say, well, what if one of those three things happens? And I believe that it will.
Well, Al, I personally think that the driver in the gold price is going to come from the global financial sector.
Corey, I got to tell you, man, it's going to be really interesting to see how this works.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between Nuka and Nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Okay, here to wrap up the weekend edition with really one of our favorite guests, one of our most colorful guests, and one of our best informed guests, certainly in the political arena, and that is Glenn Downs. Glenn is chief of staff for Congressman Walter Jones, probably my favorite politician in the world. Glenn, by the way, was just on Newsmax television, and that link is posted on our site. Corey, I believe you posted it on Wednesday, so... It is, it's an interesting interview that you did, but I think we're going to have a little more fun with this one, Glenn. You know, what I'm finding to be very, very interesting is how politicians right now are absolutely contradicting themselves. They are looking straight at a camera and they're telling an absolute lie. And I would have to say that the most effective lie, I think, not effective, but one of the most flagrant lies was given by the president. The president is going to, by executive order, very possibly declare amnesty for about 5 million illegal immigrants into this country. 2 years ago, he is on the record as saying, I can't do that. The Constitution prevents me from doing it. Now he's doing it. Glenn, I got to tell you, I am so disappointed in where this country has gone politically.
Well, no question about it, Al, but, you know, this is really the latest in a string of things that the president is contradicting himself about. Obviously, if you go back to the campaign of 2008, and there's a whole, the litany is too long to recite in a segment of the Corlin Economics Report, but if you go back and take a look at the way that candidate Barack Obama said he was going to govern and the way he has governed, a liberal could be forgiven in many ways for being disappointed because there's no relationship between what he said and what he has been doing. And right, left, up, down. It's really something. It's almost like a sociopathic kind of behavior where you just say whatever the other person wants to hear and then you do whatever it is you want to do. So obviously this whole Obamacare thing is far from settled law. The Supreme Court's getting ready to hear yet another case about the validity of one section of the way that the law is being implemented. But if you take a look at the litany of things that he said and that were completely contradicted by the reality of Obamacare, you know, your rates are going to go down. If you like your insurance, you can keep your insurance. You want your doctor, you can keep your doctor. All of that is just, there was just no relationship between that and the reality of Obamacare. And we know now from, I think it's Mr. Drury's statements, his name is, this past week that became public, that this isn't just, hey, a politician who honestly thought one thing was going to be the case, but it turned out another thing ended up being the case. There was a clear plan to lie and deceive the American people, to be non-transparent, quote-unquote, as a means of passing the law, because they knew if they told anything resembling the truth, they wouldn't get their law passed. So this is really where we are in this somewhat post-constitutional America, where we have people who lift their hand, put their hands on the Bible, raise their other hand, and swear to uphold, faithfully execute the Constitution, uphold the Constitution and execute laws of the land, who then just simply don't do it. They make up law out of whole cloth, law, quote-unquote law, out of whole cloth, and just ignore other black-letter law that they don't like. And if there are sections of the Constitution that aren't there, they invent them. And if they don't like the ones that are there, they ignore them. And that's the rule of man, not the rule of law. And it really undermines the very foundation of the country. We are really pretty deeply into a constant. This has been walking into the slow-motion constitutional crisis. But it is here on our doorstep right now. And you take a look at the issue that you brought up, the whole issue of legalizing, quote-unquote, by fiat, executive fiat, millions and millions of people who came here and are in this country illegally. And you have a legislative branch that refuses to use the powers that the Constitution enumerates to it to check an out-of-control executive. And we're in big trouble, Al.
Glenn, one interesting situation that you sent to Al and myself today was a link to a video with guests on the floor of the House of Representatives. And it was a man up there who was giving his praise to Allah. That shocked me.
Well, yeah, if you take a look at it, perhaps it might be instructive to put up that link up, a YouTube video up on your site so people can see what we're talking about. But this is the guest chaplain for the House of Representatives today, as we're speaking here on Friday, was a Muslim imam who gave a prayer that was anything but a non-sectarian prayer. It was not only a praising of Allah, but an indication that or exposition of his belief that the God of the Quran is the God, is the only God, and that is, of course, contradictory the Judeo-Christian traditions of this country and the generally held belief of most people here. But what was really striking to me is if a Christian pastor had stood up on the floor of the House and had made as overtly a Christian prayer as that was. That is to say, a very Jesus-centered, hey, you're going to go to no man comes to the Father except by me, Jesus the way, the truth, the life. If a Christian pastor had said that sort of thing that on the floor of the House of Representatives, you'd be hearing about it on the nightly news tonight, and they would be roundly condemned as being intolerant and being insensitive to the varieties of faith that now exist, or lack of faith that now exist in the country. But you had a Muslim imam on the floor of the House giving what was more overtly sectarian a prayer, Islamic prayer, on the floor of the House than you ever hear on the Christian side, and you're not going to hear a peep about it on the national news tonight. That's just where we are as a country right now, Alan Foy.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't know about the national news aspect, but I have to agree with what you're saying. You know, another example I wanted to bring up. You talked about the constitutional crisis, etc. You know, the current Senate Majority Leader Nancy Pelosi was asked yesterday about this fellow from MIT who was integral in the construction of the Obamacare situation, and she claimed that she didn't even know who this guy was when the press asked her about, well, here this fellow came out and said that, you know, brought out many negative things about Obamacare, and she claimed she didn't even know who the guy was, and yet 2 years ago she was singing his praises, and that too was recorded, that video was shown on the news. How can the leaders of our country flagrantly lie? I got to tell you, I am getting more than just a little disappointed, Glenn.
Well, she's either got Alzheimer's disease or some sort of dementia, or she's just lying. And I think she does not have dementia. I think she's just simply not telling the truth. And of course, now the problem is, in addition to that, you know, I've come to expect Nancy Pelosi to not tell the truth. The disappointing thing is when people that just elected a larger Republican majority in the House and a new Republican majority in the Senate expect those Republicans who now control a separate branch of government, supposed to provide checks and balances and constitutionally enumerated oversight responsibilities over the executive branch, people expect us here in Congress to do something about this. And now we're about to find out how much stomach the people here in Washington, the governing Republican class of Republicans, have for doing something about these sorts of things when they're just in your face like this. This is really pretty flagrant stuff.
You bet it's pretty flagrant stuff. A lot of pretty flagrant stuff going on around the world right now.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away 6 16-ounce Supernatural Silver Liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.